Wells Fargo is in the process of refunding tens of millions of dollars, and we'll share why. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 19th of July. Thanks for being with us as we broadcast from the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. They're meeting this week in Des Moines, Iowa. Stocks closed lower today following President Trump's scolding of the Fed for raising rates. Speaking of the Trump administration, what about earnings and Alcoa? More news from Papa John's, like this is becoming almost daily. The Tax and Jobs Act has not improved the wages of Americans. That from a new report. Those stories, the markets and marketing for business, episode 22, with Phil K. James. Join us as we talk with jazz singer and nightclub owner, Max Wellman. Stay with us. The Business News is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing and Communications, a full-service advertising, production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. If you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Google us. Yeah, sure, you can do that. It's Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, today we learned that Wells Fargo & Company is in the process of refunding tens of millions of dollars for products ranging from pet insurance to legal services added to hundreds of thousands of customers' accounts, often without the customer's full knowledge. People familiar with the matter have said that Wells Fargo for years charged for dozens of add-on products customers didn't understand or know how to use. According to sources, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is probing the matter. The agency is focused on whether customers were deceived, their awareness of the products, and their ability to cancel the products. Wells Fargo last year disclosed it was reviewing the add-on products, but the number of customers affected wasn't clear at the time. Problems surrounding the add-on products are the latest challenge for Wells Fargo, which has battled scandal after scandal in the nearly 2 years since it became to light that employees opened as much as 3.5 million accounts without customer knowledge and/or authorization. Stay tuned. Well, the U.S. aluminum tariffs that were meant to protect the industry from foreign competitors are instead taking a bite out of the earnings of the nation's largest producer. Alcoa Corporation lowered its 2018 profit projection as tariffs on imported aluminum present what Chief Executive Officer Roy Harvey is calling, quote, a significant headwind, end quote. The company has been hit with $15 million in costs so far on material it made mostly in Canada and then shipped to the United States. It also cited lower aluminum prices and higher energy costs for the cut. Alcoa shares, those slid, down by over 13% on the news. In other related tariff news, the European Union says it's already preparing measures to retaliate against the United States if President Donald Trump puts tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. The auto industry is a big employer and exporter in Europe, and the new tariffs could hit the region hard, as well as consumers and manufacturers in the U.S., where prices would rise. The EU does say it does have higher tariffs on cars than the U.S., around 10% versus 2%, but those tariffs only apply to about 15% of the car market. The U.S. has higher tariffs on trucks and other products. For Europe, there's a lot at stake as companies like BMW, Daimler, Volkswagen, and Fiat Chrysler send $46.5 billion worth of vehicles every year to the United States. Some 13 million people, or 6.1% of the employed population of the EU, work in the automotive sector. In the continuing saga that's plaguing pizza company Papa John's, today we learned the company is already investigating and will take action if necessary after a report said founder John Shatner oversaw a culture where women were subject to sexist behavior. A Forbes story out today follows a report by the magazine last week that said Shatner used a racial slur during a media training session. He subsequently stepped down as chairman and company started to scrub his image from marketing materials. Forbes said that male employees made crude comments without consequences and that executives were rewarded based on their personal ties to Shatner. A representative for Shatner says the story contains, quote, numerous inaccuracies and misrepresentations, end quote. Papa John's reiterated that it has hired a firm to audit its practices and culture and said it is determined to take appropriate action as needed. In a story we've reported on several times over the past month, it looks like inflation-adjusted wages have actually fallen for three straight quarters on a year-over-year basis. That bit of sobering news from the U.S. Labor Department today. Bloomberg's Noah Smith said that while it's too soon to reach a definitive conclusion, it does appear the Republican tax cuts are failing to provide much of a boost for American workers. The only thing that's booming is stock buybacks, while business investment is only moderately higher and wages are falling. Smith wrote, quote, huge immediate gains for wealthy shareholders combined with tepid increases in business investment and decreases in real wages do not paint a flattering picture of the tax cut's impact so far. Stay tuned. Stocks ended the day lower as President Trump criticizes the Fed on interest rate hikes. The Dow lost 134 points. The S&P 500 gave up 0.4%, with materials and financials underperforming. The Nasdaq pulled back nearly 0.4% as well. In an exclusive interview with CNBC's Joe Kernan, Trump said he was not thrilled with what the Fed was doing with regard to raising rates. Quote, because we go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. I don't really. I'm not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best. At the end of the day, the stocks closed lower. Get those numbers for you again. Microsoft shares of eBay fell by more than 8% today as the company posted revenue and guidance that disappointed investors. IBM shares rose more than 3% after the Dow component reported earnings and revenue that surpassed expectations. American Express, another Dow member, posted a profit that was just above estimates. While sales came in slightly below, shares of American Express fell by 2.1%. At the bell today, the Dow was down over 0.5% to settle at 25,064. The Nasdaq was off by nearly 0.4% to 78.25. The S&P 500, that was down by almost 0.4% as well to 28.04. Gold continued its free fall, down by $5.40 to $12.2250 an ounce. Crude gained 26 days on the day's trade to close at 68.01. And the 10-year T-note is at 2.88%. When we come back, part of a two-part conversation about marketing for business with Phil K. James and singer club owner Max Wellman. Stay with us as we broadcast from ACCE, that's the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, 2018 event being held in Des Moines, Iowa. Max Wellman, Phil K. James, coming up next on the Business News Hour. I'm so